Is there any difference between a porch, let's say, that has no roof over it, and one that has a roof over it that's screened in? Or do you have any different names for those?
No. Maybe say front porch or back porch.
Okay. How about if it's on the side? Would you just say side?
Side porch.
How about the?
Okay. How about if it's on the second floor of a house? Have you ever seen that?
That's a balcony.
It is?
Yeah.
Okay. How about if it's not part of the house, it's just got a walkway and it goes back and it's covered? Would that be something else?
Walkway.
You know, it's just like you said. I think you said breezeway one time. That's attached. If a door is open and you didn't want it that way, what might you tell someone to do?
Close it.
Okay, anything else you might say?
Shut the door.
Okay. How about, do you know what you might call the boards on some houses that overlap? You know, there's some houses that have boards that overlap like that, horizontally.
Shingles?
Okay, yeah, all right. Shingles are usually small squares. These are long boards. They have an awful lot of north. But I don't know if they have here or not. Do you ever see this?
No.
Okay.
What are they called?
How about clapboards? Right?
Yeah.
Or weatherboards. If you were doing some nailing or something, you would say you took the nail and did what with it?
I hammered it.
Okay. What's another word for that? I'm going to blank the nail into the wall.
Put.
All right. When you came here, you did what? What to get to this point?
I drove.
Okay. And in order to get home, you will?
I'll drive home. All
right. And you had?
Driven.
All right. Let's get a driving nail. Okay. And what do you call the part of your house? The uppermost, topmost, sun-exposed part of your house?
The roof.
And, what might you call the little things along the edge of a roof that carries water off?
How about the, you know what you might call the board somehow?
A rain gutter.
How about in some houses? Again, you know, I don't expect you to know all this, but I have to ask it anyway. In some houses, if you have a house that has, it's got like an L-shaped house, okay? And the roof has a pitch to it like that, you know.
Mm-hmm. If you were doing
where the L is, there's like a, you know, it's like, it looks like that where it meets. Would you have a name for that angle? The place where the two roofs come together, you know.
Yeah,
you came here, you did to get.
I can't think of it.
Okay. And what might someone call a little building that's used for storing wood or tools that's not in part of the house?
Sure.
Okay. Anything else?
And what do you call the part? Uppermost.
A tool house.
Okay. Now, what I'm going to do now is jump over here and ask you some more urban questions before I go back and pick up on these. If you were driving, let's don't start there, start where it begins. How about the major sections of the city? Now, in terms of Miami, now, the whole area, when I say the major sections of the city, I'm talking about Miami. Let's say I'm a foreigner, which I am somewhat, coming in here, and now, sections of the city that aren't marked on the map, per se, you know, things that you know, areas that are ethnic areas that are economic areas, you know, high class, low class, middle class, and areas that are like financial areas, things like that. Names that might be native names, okay, and things that I would not be able to find on any road map, okay, or I may be able to find if that's the way they're listed, okay. For example,